Hey, what is up, podcast? Hope you're doing well today, and welcome to this episode where I'd love to share three of the main mistakes I was doing just at the beginning of my affiliate marketing journey. Before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know that my free affiliate marketing course is up on reviewsleak.com/free-course. If you don't got the course, just go for it right now. It's basically five training videos, step by step, where I guide you through the process of creating your own brand, creating your own website, differentiating yourself in digital marketing space, and implementing affiliate marketing strategies for your brand. So if you don't got the course and you're just at the beginning in your affiliate marketing journey, go for it right now. It's totally for free. Yeah, that's for the intro. And now let's get right into the episode. So the first major mistake I was doing just at the beginning of my affiliate marketing journey was I was watching too much videos and I wasn't really starting to produce a content or I didn't really execute just from the beginning. So what will happen if you'll just watch, you know, YouTube videos 24/7, those how to start affiliate marketing tips, mistakes, all that kind of stuff. If you'll just keep consuming the content and not start to produce something, that will be a big information overload. And that will result in not doing anything and just be pondering and wondering about what you should do and what you could do. So don't really focus on watching too much YouTube videos, you know, reading too much articles. Just let's say you're going to learn for like 3 hours a day, and then you're going to start, then you're going to start with like 3 hours of work a day. Doesn't matter that the first project is going to fail. Everything is going to fail at the beginning. But the important thing is that you'll start to moving forward. You're not just going to be at the same place where you just watch YouTube videos, but you'll start actually executing. And that's the important thing to do just from the beginning. So that was my first mistake that I was doing in the beginnings. And the second one is going to be I wasn't providing free value to the people before I asked them to buy. That means I was just promoting a product and didn't give too much value. And this is resulting in very, very simple thing. And it is just that you're so, so non-unique. And in order to make sales when it comes to digital marketing space, when it comes to affiliate marketing discounts for everything online, you just need to provide a value to the people before you ask them to buy something. So if you'll just focus on promoting your product, if you'll just focus on telling them how the product is awesome and how it's going to help them and all that stuff, nothing's going to happen. You're just same as 99% of the people, and you're not differentiating yourself with anything new. So just from the beginning, when you're creating a YouTube channel, when you're creating your social media accounts, a website, whatever it is going to be, just start providing value to the people. Help them, guide them through the process, and along the process, advertise or show them a product that's going to actually help them to get through the process, but just along the way, the process, not right from the beginning. You don't want to oversell the product. You just want to help them with the product along the way in some certain process. All right. So yeah, providing value, very, very important thing when it comes to affiliate marketing and digital marketing space in general. So that was the first one and the second one. And the third one is going to be focusing. I was just from the beginning, I was so focusing on social media traffic and not using email marketing. Now, many beginners, when they're just starting with affiliate marketing, they want to obviously start for free. And one of the ways to get your traffic for free just from the beginning is social media. That can be Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever it's going to be. But in order to get free traffic to your offers or to your website, you just need social media accounts in order to get some backlinks to it. I guess you guys know what I'm talking about right now. So many people focus on social media just from the beginning, and that was me, for example. And the thing I did just at the beginning, I would literally just make an account in some specific niche, let's say on Instagram, and I will literally just send people to an affiliate offer through my bio. And that's the biggest bullshit that you guys can do. It doesn't matter if you're going to have like 100,000 followers, you're not going to make much sales out of it if you're just going to send the people to an affiliate offer via your bio on Instagram or on Facebook, whatever it's going to be. Oh, Facebook works a little bit better, but let's stay in Instagram, all right? The thing that will happen when people click through your link in bio on Instagram is they're going to have this like Instagram browser window, and they like, if you want to buy something, whatever it's going to be, you obviously go to your, you know, laptop or something, or it can be even mobile, but you're just not going to buy something from an Instagram browser, and especially not on a mobile phone. Like, there's just so extremely small percentage of people that are going to buy the product, and it literally works in any niche. So if you want to get your traffic through social media, you should rather focus on sending them to a landing page and providing some free value on this landing page, and then ask them for joining your newsletter, and then communicate with those people via email marketing. Because obviously, when you got their email, and you will send like one email a week in like 7 weeks in a row, there is a huge percentage that they will actually open the email on a desktop, and they will eventually make a buy if they're going to be interested in the niche and in the product. Obviously, it's not that easy process, but the message I'm trying to share right now with you guys is, if you want to grow your social media accounts, don't send the traffic directly to the offers. Send them to a landing page, let them join your email list, and then communicate with them via email marketing. Send them offers, that's totally fine. If they're interested in the specific niche, that's totally okay. But you know, don't just send them directly to the affiliate offer. Wait for it and then use email marketing when you want to grow your social media accounts. So yeah, that's going to be all for today's quick podcast episode. I hope you liked it. And as I said, free affiliate marketing course is on reviewstick.com/free-course. If you want to go step by step, how to start with affiliate marketing, how to get your traffic to your website, how to use SEO tactics, all that kind of stuff is in the course. So I hope you guys liked it, and have an awesome day. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.